Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation thanks the presenters for sharing their pertinent views on this important topic. We applaud the efforts of the Special Rapporteur and the expert mechanism in advancing the discourse on the right to development and in highlighting the centrality of the right to development to the full realization of human rights. Zimbabwe holds the firm belief that the right to development is a multifaceted right that lies at the core of the universality, indivisibility, interrelatedness, and interdependence of all human rights. Article 1 of both the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights are clear about the objective for all people to freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. The full enjoyment of this freedom will only be possible if and when the right tools and frameworks necessary to support all peoples, and I repeat, Mr. Chair, all peoples and countries in their efforts to achieve development are put in place. In the words of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, development issues underlie almost every challenge that we face. We are therefore deeply concerned that continued divisions among states about the nature and content of the right to development have led to deep polarization and politicization, creating a major barrier to states working together to realize the right to development. A stronger emphasis on civil and political rights alone, or on any one set of human rights, can only be a setback to the vision we set for ourselves to promote and protect all human rights for the free and full development of all people. Mindful of the reality of the interdependence of all human rights and of our interconnectedness as a people, we urge the dialogue, we urge that dialogue and cooperation should resolve the largely ideological differences holding back progress. We call for the strengthening of efforts to advance the implementation of the Addis Ababa Action Agenda to overcome capacity deficits of developing countries to achieving the right to development, including through debt relief and sustainability and reforms for a more inclusive and more responsive international financial architecture. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.